Hey, thanks, Tyler. Brandon Sprague and Lucy Birch here from the Back to the Future show on the BetQL Network. And boy, oh boy, the brackets are busted over here. I can tell you that much with our incredible Final Four matchups. The Elite Eight, a little bit of a dud. But Lucy, we're a little weary of one team in particular that's made the Final Four run in a pretty pivotal season.
Yes. So weary of Duke. I am so sad about St. Peter's because I was so on St. Peter's and the Peacocks and the whole thing that they had going there. And now I'm devastated. My bracket is in pieces, like complete pieces. And I had Providence winning it all. That's not happening, obviously. Then I was like, oh, St. Peter's is a great team to back here. Gone. And now Duke, the team I hated the most in the whole thing. Coach K's last game at home when they lost. Relished in that and was like, they're done, no momentum, they're just sad, he's apologizing, and now they could win the national championship. This is so frustrating. And again, well, the only thing I do like here is Duke UNC. That's something to watch. That is a storyline here to root for, in a sense, but to root for UNC.
It's pretty remarkable. You mentioned Duke UNC in the Final Four, and I was pretty disappointed with a lot of the Elite Eight matchups that we had. I mean, Duke Arkansas was not much of a game, and obviously we got Kansas Villanova North Carolina, and Carolina taking care of St. Peter's, the first 15 seed to ever reach the Elite Eight. But you mentioned Duke Carolina, and it's so weird how sometimes the universe can come together and give you historic events in really pivotal moments. Like, this is Coach K's last season, and for the first time ever in tournament history, you're going to get the biggest college basketball rivalry squaring off in the Final Four. A game, by the way, that at the end of the regular season, North Carolina was able to handle Duke at Cameron Indoor, Coach K's last home game. He yelled at the crowd for that one, mainly because his team got outplayed. But you look at the odds right now, Duke is favored by 4, was the opening line, and Duke is the prohibitive favorite in the Final Four of all 4 teams to win the national championship. And I'll tell you right now, Lucy, after watching that Arkansas game and seeing the run they're on, I mean, you've got Griffin, you've got Banchero, you've got Roach, you've got Williams, and you've got Moore. You are looking potentially and probably at 5 NBA guys in a starting lineup. When they got it going, it is terrifying to go against.
Yes, and with Arkansas, they had the cheerleader who got the ball out from the backboard, which I absolutely loved. But this this is why I am so conflicted about this, because do I take Kansas or UNC money line or Duke money line, or which spread to take? And that's why I'm splitting the difference here, and I'm going to go UNC money line, and I guess Duke on the spread, because I want to not root for them, but be on the edge of my seat for this and have something to worry about during this game, because there is so much chalk in this Final Four that I need a St. Peter's type adrenaline rush here. So that's why I really despise Duke and Coach K and do want to see him go down. But I really do think this is going to be a close game. And this, again, this storyline is when you talk about script writers in March Madness, this is something that they could be like, this is a plot twist here. St. Peter's is out, but we do have this.
Yeah, if you look right now at the live odds over at numerous books, I mean, you're looking at Duke as the favorite. Kansas is second in most books. Villanova is third, and North Carolina is a pretty distant fourth. There's actually some really good value. Lucy, if you like North Carolina on the money line and maybe not so much the points, I would look at that money line and feel really good about your odds, because we're talking about two – obviously, it's a big rivalry, but we're also talking about two teams that square matchup-wise, they match up pretty well. And North Carolina was able to expose some things and execute pretty well at that game against Duke at Cameron. And so right now, I'm not even caring about the points. I'm also writing the UNC money line here. It does feel like I'm betting against fate in a certain weird way. We talked about that on our Back to the Future show on the BetQL Network on Sunday evenings, just about how Duke kind of has that feel that a lot of teams, yes, there are Final Four teams there, but Duke is kind of riding this wave. So I am going to take the ultimate. I'm betting the UNC money line. They won me, as you can see behind me. They won me my matchup against St. Peter's. They were 8.5-point favorites. So I'm going to ride the North Carolina storyline into the championship game. Everybody's about Duke. Everybody's going to be about Coach K. And Lucy, I'm going to take North Carolina with you. I'm going to take them on that money line. And I'd probably even sprinkle a little bit on them to win the national championship, not just win that game. Now, let me ask you this. Kansas and Villanova on the other side of this thing, pretty interesting matchup. Villanova obviously dealing with the Justin Moore injury. to the Achilles, which we discussed on Back to the Futures. But Kansas coming in as a team that many kind of pegged as this team, that the team that could win the national championship. They had a little bit of ups, they had a little bit of downs this season, and there are a lot, some people out there that weren't necessarily buying them. They had an incredible second half against Miami, the surprising 10 seed. They outscored Miami in the second half, 47-15.
Unreal.
Miami completely no-showed. How do you feel about Kansas, Villanova in the Final Four on the other side?
Well, I think I have to go with Kansas here, and I say I have to because I've had this feeling about them. When I look at Kansas Villanova, I generally bet with my heart, except for the case of Duke, because that really does feel like they could win the national championship. But with Kansas, there's just a feeling about them where you look at this matchup and you're like, Kansas, obviously, like gotta be, because they've been favored for a long time. You look at the second half of that game. How in the world did that happen? First, you look at the first half, and Miami is literally that they had us in the first half GIF, because that they had the first half. You're like, that Miami is gonna take this. And then Kansas comes out in the second half, and it's like, where is this team in the first half? This is unbelievable. So they have momentum too. So I absolutely think I'm going with Kansas money line here, and maybe on the spread.
So there's something on there. So okay. So you're gonna spread it out a little bit. I like that. Now let me ask you this though. It doesn't worry you, the reputation of one Bill Self in Kansas, where Kansas has had many a good team, and they won a championship via Mario Chalmers and Bill Self against Memphis years ago. But there's kind of this aura, this feeling, this thing about Kansas that always leaves some people a little hesitant to pick them. I know Villanova's kind of coming into this game limping a little bit with the loss of Moore. But Jay Wright's a good coach, and he's maybe the best coach in the country. If you're talking about people who cover that sport, there's no worry about Kansas having a letdown spot and Villanova being able to be an underdog as a right now I'm seeing 4-point underdog, kind of looking at Villanova that way of, hey, could they creep up on Kansas, and could Kansas have a traditional, what seems like a traditional little slump buster there in a pretty pivotal game in the Final Four and blow their chances to win a national championship?
I mean, sure, but what I do like about Bill Self is whatever he said at halftime against Miami, because it worked. So if he just does that every time, I can't even imagine what that halftime speech was, because they shot out like a cannon in the second half. But if he can just do that with every game going forward, the rest of his career, I mean, will he ever lose again? I don't know, but I absolutely...
Of course he's going to lose again.
No, that was absolute magic. I mean, I look at this and my gut is telling me Kansas.
Okay, and I get that. They will lose again. I actually won't be shocked, Lucy, because they don't jump off the page talent-wise the way that Duke does. Now, you know, Kansas could have some really good college guys, but when you're talking about NBA-type talents, that's where a team like Duke is sitting there excited about their matchups. And while Kansas, I think, is the better team, I think I'm going to take that Villanova +4 right now. I think the value is good. I think Villanova and Jay Wright are going to have a good game plan. And look, there is something about Bill Self. I don't care what he says at the halftime speech. I don't care what he says at the pregame speech or the postgame. There is an element of Kansas that always leaves you a little nervous. I can't tell you how many seasons I've picked them to get to a Final Four or win a championship, and they've let me down. Maybe this is the year where Bill Self kind of crosses over the threshold and becomes more in the all-time pantheon conversation type coaches by winning another championship. I don't know if I'm completely buying it. I'll take Jay Wright getting 4 points all day in the Final Four.
Oh, because what did they tell us at the very beginning of the final of all of March Madness? Expect the unexpected. Always just expect the impossible to happen, which is what I thought was happening with St. Peter's, but I guess not. But we do need a bird mascot in this, so I'm taking the Jayhawks. Another reason I need the Kansas Jayhawks in this for some bird action. But I am also just going with my gut and expecting the unexpected 1,000%, because this has shown us anything is possible.
Which we'll kind of wrap it up here. Which championship do you think is the most interesting matchup? Not what your bet is, not what your heart is, just looking at a TV viewing perspective. Lucy, what is the most interesting matchup you think we could get out of these four teams?
Duke Kansas.
Yeah. Yes. It's hard not to say Duke. Like, as much as I'm rooting against Duke and taking Carolina money line, it's hard not to say Krzyzewski, last game of his career is in the national championship game against a program of Kansas's caliber. Like, to not have that, that would be, I think the execs would still be happy if they got Carolina Villanova, a rematch of a championship, one of the greater championships we had just a few years ago. But I think if you're looking at this on paper, Kansas has looked every bit the part. And I think you could also look at Duke and say, they've got five NBA guys and they are rolling right now. And that's what you want. You want the most talent, the most eyeballs. Coach K, of course, we got to know that he's still married to his wife. So let's show him walking in, holding hands. And you give me Duke, Kansas in the national championship game, I'm not going to be all that upset about it. And I'm going to become quite the Jayhawk fan if they can't get it done.